Blog Talk Radio.
Wizard Talk. My name is Jason McKean. This is a show about accessing your inner wizard and aligning yourself to the magic of creation and moving forward in your life. Greetings. Happy New Year. It is the 3rd of January as I speak, 2019, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Happy 2019. Wow. You know, it's like the teens are almost over for, the numerical system anyway. And that's pretty wild. You know, we're going to be in like the 20s. I remember as a kid, as a teenager, saying something, you know, ridiculous, like, you know, in 2030, I'll be in my 60s, you know, and it's like, no. I see, is that right? Or is it? It's going to be, yeah, I could be in my late 60s, actually, by the 2030s. It's like, yikes. And, of course, you know, when you're a teenager, it's like it's a million years away. It's crazy. You know, time is a thing. And either we enjoy it or we, you know, we resist it and... You know, why do that? It's like, enjoy your life. And that is all I have to say. You wish. But no, I've got a lot more to say because it's the new year. Yay, happy new year. And I hope that your new year was safe and you know, you got to put up some intentions for yourself, some resolutions. And yeah, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about that because, you know, in the past when I was younger, it was like resolutions. Who needs that? You know, it's like just live your life on a daily basis. And yeah, I mean, I still believe that, but it is important to set goals. It is important to, you know, solidify what is percolating within our being and, you know, to signal the universe too, you know, to talk about things, to tell others about it. So, you know, I love it when friends tell me, you know, it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to plan this. And then, you know, I remember that because I have a good memory and I like crack the whip on them. I remind them, say, how's it going with this? Not to be a judge, you know, not to, you know, just say, oh, well, you said you're going to do that, but you didn't. But to just help, you know, be that, that cattle prod, you know, that man with the whip. Yes, that's me, the man with the whip. No, you know, to just be a cheerleader for others who are, you know, wanting to create something for themselves, move towards their goals, change things up for themselves for the better. So, before I get to all that, it's like my website, jasondmckean.com, jasondmckean.com. I have on my website the page for the Cultivating the Unknown workshops in Seattle and Portland that are coming up this month. The one in Seattle is January 19th. That will be at East West Bookshop in, I don't think it's downtown Seattle. I think it's just a little bit north of downtown. But it is in this really wonderful bookshop that has sold my Ohm CDs for many, many years. And I'm really looking forward to, you know, joining in with the community there. And And then the next day, on the 20th, Sunday, January 20th, I'm going to be at New Renaissance Bookshop in Portland, Oregon. And both of those workshops are morning. I think the one at East West is like 10 to noon. And then the one at New Renaissance is going to be from 11 to 1 in the afternoon. So, again, really looking forward to being a part of those communities and getting to meet people and, you know, and to open up my knowledge, my experience, you know, that which I've been just heavily involved in for the last 5-6 years on a day-to-day basis. You know, so it's like not a day that goes by that I'm not consulting the tarot or, you know, doing something that is tarot related. And, you know, it's not all just about reading for others. It's about being a teacher or, you know, being able to talk like on the radio about, you know, certain methods. I think today I'll use the opportunity to read for myself and to, you know, be able to do a spread that's not a spread. As far as like, you're not going to find it in a book. I'm getting ahead of myself though. At the end of January, I'll be in Bakersfield. That'll be Saturday, January 26th. And I will be doing a Power of Transformation workshop there from noon to 2. And that will, again, involve the tarot and how we state who it is that we are, what it is that we're looking to project, that identity, that persona that we're, you know, looking to embody in the world. And by utilizing the tarot, the symbol systems there, one can see if we're, you know, moving towards that path or if we're blocking ourselves, you know, if we're not helping ourselves or we're hindering ourselves, and what areas, you know, we can shore ourselves up in so that we can get to this point of, again, like who we need to be in the world. So Seattle, Portland, Bakersfield, all up in the towards the end of the month, the 20th, the 19th, the 20th, and then the 26th there. And not tomorrow, Saturday, the 5th, January 5th, I'll be with my colleagues at the Green Man store in North Hollywood, in NoHo. And we will be doing a psychic fair. And I think for that, it's like $10 for 10 minutes. $20 for 20 minutes. Very cheap, very inexpensive. And a bunch of psychics, a bunch of, you know, well, I think very well of my colleagues there. They're all very astute and, they have integrity and, you know, we all get along very, very well. Not all psychics and all get along with each other, and yet you know, this crew at the Green Man is very harmonious, and there's also some healers as well, some energetic healers and you know, really wonderful practitioners. So that is in North Hollywood on Saturday. So please come down, check it out. And there's no pressure, you know, to read with me or, you know, if you're, you know, listening to this and going, oh, well, you know, it's like, I'm hearing from her, I should probably go check him out. It's like, no, it's like, you know, it's like, it's all about how I see it is where, you know, one gets in sync with, you know, a person that, that they feel is like, you know, able to create like this sacred space or connection. Cause it's not all about the reader. You know, one thinks that, you know, you go to a psychic and a tarot reader and it's all about, you know, the reader and how spot on they are and all that. It's, you know, has a lot to do with the energetic connection And it's like myself as a reader, I do my utmost. I do my best to to kind of link on a frequency that can be of service, that can be helpful, and is it always, just a home run? No, it's sometimes the energy is not right in the pocket. But having said that too, it's like, I've read for thousands of people, and it's like the vast majority has been in this area of true connection, and where there has been depth and understanding on the part of the querent, once the session is through. And so it's like we do our best, and I know that everyone there is part of that tradition of making sure that they're making the deepest connection with others too, so that we can be of service. That's the whole goal of it. All right. So again, that website, jasondmckean.com, and you can go to the contact page, and there's all the social media links there for Facebook and Instagram, and a few others. I prefer those. I prefer Instagram and Facebook to the others. All right. Happy New Year. Did I say that already? Yeah, it's going to be a pretty interesting year. Started it off there in a little Tokyo, going to a Japanese festival there, because the Japanese New Year starts on January 1st, and it's the year of the pig. The Chinese don't start it until sometime in February, but the year of the pig is upon us. And that it signals like a year forward that we'll have, good fortune and good luck and abundance, so that we can all become fat pigs. No, I don't think that's the whole of it. I think that it is about, of course, how we utilize this abundance. If we use it to the ends of squalor or waste, then that's not preferable. That won't end well. It's about, having an abundance of opportunities, and being able to choose the best ones that suit how it is that you can move forward in a very I guess synchronized way, or being in sync with your own spirit. So what I wanted to look at was like the energy of my year ahead. It's a pretty common topic at this time of year, and I'm sure that for the psychic fair there will be a lot of people, who are just like, yeah, tell me what is my year gonna look like? And it can be very, very helpful, to do that. And I am, of the three card, like my method is I love the three cards, pulling the three cards. Sometimes I'll just pull one. I did that the other day on the day on January 1st, and said, what is the theme for this year? And I pulled the Emperor. And for me, that means that, I have to kind of work my ass off to be able to sustain myself in the work that I do, and focus in on making sure that the material, the manifestation part is a big part of my journey. And again, I look at it as being able to sustain ourselves in the world, So it's like all of the things that we may buy for ourselves, food, clothing, rent, all of these things. It's you know, it's about sustaining ourselves and not just, you know, being in my head about, you know, what it is that I want to accomplish and all that, but actually going out and doing it, you know, and pushing myself. And, you know, I've been doing that. I think with these workshops coming up, it's like, it's signaled to me that, you know, it's like, especially where my interests lie in doing workshops and traveling and expanding, you know, kind of pushing the boundaries of what it is that I feel I'm capable of. And, you know, will I succeed at everything? You know, we'll see. We'll see. But I have, you know, all the utmost faith in myself. And, you know, because of the nature of this work, it's like, you know, I've seen, you know, so much, I've experienced so much, and, you know, it's about activating that experience and knowing that, you know, one doesn't just look to recreate the same experience over and over and over. You know, we'd be cheating ourselves. It's like, you know, we can open up to new layers and not get too comfortable, you know. So, again, kind of like I'm pulling cards while I'm talking here, and I like the three set. And for myself, you know, I just saw what I pulled because I flipped them all over, all three. And it's very much, in sync with this. You know, it's like the cards that come up, the Chariot, which is a card of willpower. It's a card of, you know, the choice that we make to move in a certain direction and make sure that we're aligned within, that we're not battling ourself, that we're not, you know, trying to go in different directions within ourself. You know, it's like having head and heart like on the same page, and being able to activate that to actually move forward. And that, along with the Eight of Pentacles, which for me is, it's a card of work, but it's also a card of being in the flow of what it is that you're doing, you know, where it's about like losing yourself in the present, or, you know, I see it as losing / finding yourself in the present moment, so that you're not fighting the clock. You know, you're not like just you know, feeling like you're wasting your time. It's about being in sync with your purpose and really, you know, just going for it, like doing the work. You know, the Pentacles are all about the manifestation, and the Eight is, it's a wonderful card. And then the third card is the card of Judgment, which in the Wizard's Tarot, the deck that I read from, there's a teacher and there's four students, and so it's like this classroom setting, which of course, you know, is part of, you know, one of the areas of Tarot that I'm very interested in is that classroom setting. You know, I do my own weekly class on Monday nights at the Vortex, and, you know, doing these workshops outside of the city, you know, in other cities, you know, that has real interest to me. And that's, you know, part of my, the work that gives me the most meaning. And the Judgment is all about being able to, you know, reinvent yourself to go to the next level. In the Wizard's Tarot, there's a Hebrew symbol, Shin, which which is the sacred fire. And then in this card, there's a phoenix. And the phoenix is that bird of being able to, take the old self and, go up in a dazzling ball of fire. And then from those ashes arise this new self, this self that has integrated its parts, the body, mind, spirit, emotions, kind of all at the same time, where everything is looking to, be in tandem, to work together and to rise up, to be a higher version of, what one was previously. So again, looking at the energy of the year ahead, it's like the Chariot, the Eight of Pentacles, and the and Judgment. Okay, so this is where things can get like it's like some readers, they'll take off and they'll do like 12 cards, one card each for each month, and kind of look at the energy there. What I'd like to look at though is the aspect of work. Like what are the qualities, what are the themes in the work, kind of what that eight of, so if you can imagine it just kind of branching off of that eight of pentacles, like three more cards. So I'm going to choose three cards to branch off of that idea of, what are the themes in work. Oh my. And I thought my life was going to be easy. It's the Ten of Swords comes up, the Seven of Swords, and the Five of Cups. All right. I mean, I'm glad I can laugh, right? Because these cards are very tricky, looking at the themes, right? Because, how I see that, it's like, it's such in line with what it is that I do anyway. No one comes to see a tarot reader because they're happy, because they're doing great, because they feel that they're on top of the world and that, nothing can knock them off. It's like, it's usually in those times when there's doubt, when there's question marks, and when there's trouble, when someone is sad. And so, the Ten of Swords, that is a card of, where someone is stuck. They're in a rut. They're not able to progress, move forward. And I always feel that tarot is a catalyst, that it can be used to be a catalyst for helping someone kind of see their situation. It's like when someone is looking down at the cards and these cards show up that are reflective of someone's life. It's like, sometimes a person can't see their own life from their own perspective, but they can look down at those cards and they can kind of see their situation that's symbolized by these cards. And it's like that. It's like being able to look down on your life and say, oh, this is what's happening to me. Right. And for that to trigger a part of oneself where they can, start to make a change, where they can see that, the the spiritual realm, which the Tarot taps into, it's giving them this message that you're stuck, and to start taking some of the swords out, you know. And that's the beauty of that card. You know, the swords, they represent the mind. And, you know, we can get into a mindset that keeps us locked in. And we can change our mind, you know. And it's not always an easy thing, granted. You know, sometimes that's the hardest thing. You know, our inner world is tricky. You know, it's like, not loving someone that you've loved, right? It's like, it's difficult. It's difficult. Which is the other card, by the way. You know, the Five of Cups. It's like one allows for kind of the mind to have its where it locks in and gets stuck, and the other, the Five of Cups, is the heart area, where it's really tough to let go. And yet it is a card of letting go and taking those receptacles, you know, those cups that represent a manner of being able to hold that which we give to it to hold. You know, it's like, if we can imagine, like, you know, pouring water for a friend or a loved one, right, in their cup, and then they tip it over and let it spill out, right? It's like, how does that make us feel? You know, it's like, you know, we can feel rejected by that. And so it is with love. You know, if we extend ourselves and we love someone specific, right? Or it can be a situation too that we found ourselves in, that we worked towards. And, you know, that person is not able to love back, or that situation is, you know, it's not working out. And that gift of love that we present to it, where it doesn't have a place to reside. And so it's like it's being spilled out there. And, most of us, I will include myself in this because I have done it, we'll still look to that either person or situation, that receptacle, and try to will, you know, our love, you know, to that person. And yet, you know, there's no reciprocal, or, you know, they're just not able to hold it. And so it's like, you know, we end up just being in pain. We end up suffering. And a lot of readings are about that, you know, where someone is, convinced that someone else is a soulmate. And yet, the circumstances are not in their favor. And I feel that, these cards are like, my God, always like spot on. But those two in particular are kind of the crux of a lot of readings. And then the one in the middle, you know, the Seven of Swords there, I feel it's a card of taking our power back, of where, you know, we, recognize, you know, that which has been either taken from us or that which we have given away, you know. It's like, you know, sometimes that's the case, where it's not about someone who just, you know, takes our power from us. Sometimes we willingly give it away. And when we recognize that, then we can not be so willing to do that, especially in those circumstances where we're not being served by it. So these themes, are very much in line with, again, kind of the work that that I do as a tarot reader, certainly, but also, workshops. Because of the work and the classroom coming up, those cards, I want to look at if there's anything specific towards like the classroom setting, seeing if there's any cards that come up as far as like the energy of it, or just see what comes up. So I'm choosing three cards here, and it's like a two of the cards are threes, the Three of Wands and the Three of Cups. And then the Page of Wands. So lots of spirit. The Three of Wands, that for me is a card of longing, of kind of being on one shore and seeing a far shore, a distant shore, and wanting to be on that shore, to continue one's journey. And so, again, the theme of where an individual is looking to progress, and they may not know how. Sometimes we look for a bridge, to get from one side to the other. And sometimes that bridge is not there. Sometimes we get frustrated because it's like, I know where I want to be, where I want, or I need to be, but I don't just know how to get there. And sometimes a class, a workshop, what I would consider to be like a space where one can go there and meet, like-minded people, have an instructor such as myself who considers himself to be a facilitator. It's like I'm not the person who can, carry you on my shoulders and take you to that other place. It's like, you are the one doing the work. But sometimes there is, these elements, these, and it can be in a in a, in like this open, non-judgmental space that allows for you to just click in and create a bridge, just step by step. It's like, instead of like having to see that completed bridge before you step on it, it's like laying one part of it and placing your step forward there, and then placing another step in front of you, and then moving forward in a progression where you're creating your path as you go. And that can take a lot of faith in oneself, in their abilities, and that's the part of like the Page of Wands, that third card, which is the card of the connection that we have with our own spirit. It can be with our guides. It can be with our own authentic spiritual voice within, but it's the one that's connected to our purpose. It allows for one to know that it's their own voice that is the one that's speaking, and not the voice of someone else in their life. It may be where someone is hearing kind of loud and clear their parents or their spouse or significant other, siblings, whatever, that is like drowning out their own voice, their friends, saying, "Oh, you should be this person. You should use your gift in this manner." That's ultimately up to you to decide that. And again, just looking at kind of the nature of working with others, it's about helping to create space for others to find that voice within. Interestingly enough, it's like the seminar I'm doing, the workshop in Seattle and Portland, the Cultivating the Unknown. It's exactly about, learning how to trust yourself, how to tap into your own spirit, and to draw upon that. Because, it's like the unknown is that area of our mind, and I'm all for the mind, but I'm not for the mind like, trying to take too much space, within our own being, and be that part of us that has to know everything before they proceed forward, or just has to know everything before there's that confidence of taking any kind of steps towards your goals. It's I'm looking to help facilitate, again, space where someone can learn to trust their own connection with their own spirit. And then the three of cups, the card of abundance, of gratitude, I'm all about gratitude, being grateful for that which we're given. There's many, okay, I've done it too, that look at others and say, "Oh, I see where they're at in life. I want that. I want to be that person. I need to have more," and nothing wrong with having more. All right, with being in an expanding place in your life. And with that, it's like with calling in abundance and all, it's like making sure that how it is that you're calling it in is going to be the right kind of abundance for you. So you're not getting it's like planting seeds, right? It's like planting energetic seeds. It's like if you want something for the wrong reasons, it's like it's just going to create problems for you. If you're looking to expand your life and to have things in kind of a more harmonious or for lack of a better word, just the right reasons, the energy of sustaining yourself, of bringing fulfillment to you, of like not just because like wanting something because someone else has it and you can't stand the fact that they have it. It's like I deal with that every day with the two dogs that me and my wife have, Archie and Ananda. It's like Ananda at mealtime, she like gobbles her food and then wants Archie's. It's like it's not enough just to have an equal amount of food. It's like she has to have his too, and makes no bones about wanting to kill him over it. And it's like after mealtime, it's then they go back to being like sweet little lap dogs. And so that's kind of what I mean, about, if you're looking to nourish yourself with with people that you bring into your life, with experiences, with food, as opposed to, just wanting to have it because you want to keep someone else from having it. That's tricky. I mean, that gets into like where you're creating more problems for yourself. And so I guess, how it relates to this reading is again, kind of looking at, the themes of the workshops and working with people, getting them connected to their own spirit. And again, like talking about abundance in a way that is more positive abundance. And then that other aspect of moving forward when things can be uncertain or unknown, it's like where we don't look for the completed path before we start moving, but we create the path as we go, or I like to say that we co-create our way forward. And that's a topic of a whole nother show. So I think I have time for one more layer. No, we'll keep going here. I want to look at that aspect of like spiritual connection. It's like how do people like connect with themselves? How is that like? How is that done? How can people have a more connected sense of self, or I just want to pull some cards on that. See if there's any insight into that. Interesting. The three cards that come up, it's like they're not ones that I would like pull. In just a if are looking through the deck, saying, "Oh yeah, that it, logically relates and all that." It's like the cards that come up, the Queen of Pentacles, the Three of Pentacles, lots of threes, getting lots of threes in this reading. And I love threes. I read in the threes, and the threes represent that like a complete story. Beginning, middle, end. There's like a lot of power in the threes, the Trinity, of God. What's the other? The three little pigs. And we're in the year of the pig. Oh my God. Is that a coincidence or what? So the Three of Pentacles and then the Seven of Cups. And, asking about how people can get, more in touch with their own spirit. I think that certainly with the Three of Pentacles, that is card of where what's incumbent on us is to look inside for how we manifest and how we move towards that which makes us happy, that brings us joy, and also that which we take a like a risk or where it's a challenge to us. And when I say that, it's like something that allows for us to feel fear. I mean, if we're like looking to move in a direction that we know is going to be a bettering of ourselves, but we're also like a little bit trepidatious about it. You know, it's like, you know, oh my God, what could happen? You know, like in the case of like me in workshops, you know, it's like, you know, like working with people, you know, it's like, you know, it's like people are not, you know, you don't go there thinking that you're there to control others, right? So that everything goes smooth. You know, that's not the point of it. You know, the point of it is to work with others, and you know, sometimes they can bring some real heavy energy to it. Sometimes it's light energy. It's like, you know, there's an unknown factor where, you know, you look to temper that so it doesn't keep you from doing what it is that you want. You know, it's like a little bit of fear can be motivating. Too much can be paralyzing, and so one tempers their fear with joy, with you know, doing those things that also, you know, bring you happiness. You know, for myself, you know, working with others, that brings a lot of joy. You know, that's I feel fulfilled from that. And you know, these cards of, you know, sometimes I'll look at, you know, the three there, not just as like a beginning, middle, and end, or past, present, future, you know, but you know, to see how they're bookending kind of the center, and at the center is that Three of Pentacles, which is a card of support from the universe, and then bookending that, the Queen of Pentacles, which is, you know, a card of where, you know, we set that stage within us to enjoy life, where we look to, you know, reach out and experience life and you know, enjoy it, to be a sensual being, you know, from the senses. And you know, where we can, you know, eat a fine meal, or you know, love someone else, be physical, you know, with someone else, and enjoy, you know, what's kind of outside of ourselves. You know, it's not all just about, you know, just kind of living in your head. But being in the world. And then the Seven of Cups is the card of like ambition. You know, it's like kind of what you set your heart on. You know, it's like I would love to have this for myself. And it's not, you know, just about, you know, having a new lazy boy, you know, so you can watch your big screen TV. Although, you know, that's kind of cool. I'm not gonna, you know, bag that. What's represented in the Seven of Cups are kind of the bigger things. You know, like you know, if you have a creative nature to be able to be able to create and share that creativity with others, to you know, have a home, to have a family, you know, to have a community, to feel supported, you know, because there's a recognition that life has its ups and downs, that there's a you know, it's not always going to go our way, that there's drama and trauma as well. You know, it's like wanting all of that, which allows for the highs and lows, the joy and the suffering. And you know, to be able to, you know, move that energy out into the world. It's like, you know, I when I read, you know, like the you know, looking at the spirit, because we're looking at kind of fulfilling one's spirit, of deepening one's connection. It's like, it's important to not just be hiding in a cave somewhere when you're a spiritual person, it's important to be out in the world, you know, because that is where, you know, who you are is put out there. You know, if you're just like, you know, within your own realm, within your own head, within your own being, you know, it's like one can, you know, look to, you know, discover spiritual truths in there, but to, you know, apply them out in the world, you know, that can change one's spiritual truths. You know, it can temper them. It can, you know, and it not everyone gets changed by the world. But, you know, one can, through experience, through, you know, having a broader perspective, you know, take in, you know, truths can be, they can be like fundamentally there, but they, you know, they can be massaged a bit, you know, so that one is, you know, in a place of where, you know, there's knowing, but there's also room for growth. You know, I was just talking about this yesterday, I think, where, you know, at some point, it's like, you know, from our naked eye, right? It's like we can look up to the sky at night, you know, depending on where you are, and see a lot of stars. You know, there's a lot of space, the black, and there's a lot of stars. And, you know, it's like, you know, to think that we're the only ones in the solar system, in the galaxy, in the universe, you know, that's limiting. It's limiting, you know. And then, you know, it's like from the Hubble telescope, it's like, you know, where they, you know, point the cameras, the telescopes into, like, you know, these real dark regions, and then they spot like a whole new universe. You know, it's like it's vast. And so, you know, one can know what they know and still allow for, you know, new knowledge, new possibility to inform us as well. And, you know, it doesn't have to diminish our own, you know, daily life. You know, the fact that, you know, it's like we thought we were a lot bigger than we were, and it's like, oh my God, now we're a lot smaller. It's like, you know, look at how our body's made up. Look at how, you know, there's all these organisms and microbes and, you know, just all this stuff that's like running around in our body, and part of it that is our body. and you know, it's like everything has its part to play, you know. And, you know, tapping into our own part that gives us fulfillment, that allows for authenticity, the truth of our being, and keeps us active out in the world, that keeps us you know, growing, that where we're able to recognize when we're in a fearful place, and to look to move through that fear, you know, to not let it hold us back. If it holds us back, you know, it's only going to get like stronger. That impulse is just going to keep coming at us, and we're going to have to deal with it sooner or later. So we can, you know, work to recognize it see it as this opportunity to grow and be the better for it. All right, I'm going to pick just one card. Marvelous. The Nine of Pentacles, just looking at it as like an umbrella card, for this particular reading. It's like, wanting to live in the best of both worlds. It's like the Nine of Pentacles. There's a woman with a bird in her hand, and she is surrounded by like a half wall. It's only goes up a few feet, and then the rest is open sky. And it's like, wanting to surround ourselves with comfort and a sense of the solid, but not wanting to put a lid on ourselves, not to build a prison for ourselves, to be surrounded by too much comfort, where we stop, growing, where we stop, striving to be more, And again, that's kind of our spirit that looks to not be trapped. What's really interesting about, and this is something that I think one of my students pointed out, is that the posture of the woman in this deck, it's she's raising the bird up with one hand, and then her other hand is like down below, and it almost mirrors the magician, where the maxim of the magician is as above, so below, where one hand points to heaven, the other to earth. And it's about how we draw from the divine in order to manifest on the earth, this energy of spirit, the spiritual, the layers of our own connection with spirit. Is our connection going to be the same as someone else? It's like, not exactly, no. But our job, our own purpose is to like be in sync, so that we can, have these fulfilled lives. And again, that's definitely kind of part of what I'm facilitating as a workshop teacher, as a reader. And I hope that I get a chance to meet with you, to see you. Again, I'll be in Seattle on January 19th at East West Bookshop, and on January 20th I'll be in Portland at New Renaissance Bookshop, and that'll be the Sunday. So January 19th, January 20th, Seattle and Portland, and then Bakersfield, January 26th on Saturday. I hope this has been of service as to kind of showing how, one can read the tarot in an intuitive style, as opposed to like, just like, oh, well, this slot means, the future. This one means the past. This one, is the energy that's covering the moment. It's like, it's a freer style. It's one that, one can kind of create in the moment too. There's no, I don't regulate it, but I do, I've done this for a long time. it's like, and with a lot of people, so it's like it works. I've made it one that works, and so it's good to be open to it. Do that which works for you, right? As you're cultivating your own voice as a reader, as a practitioner. All right, many blessings, and I will be back here next Thursday on Wizard Talk, and have a very happy New Year.